Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Wednesday. I hope that you are up and ready for a beautiful day, for this is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Today I will be reading from 1 and 2 Corinthians 5 and 7 and 16 and 13. For we walk by faith. We regulate our lives and conduct ourselves by our conviction or belief respecting man's relationship to God and divine things. We trust in holy fervor those who walk not by sight or appearance. 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. Be alert, on your guard. Stand firm in your faith, your conviction respecting man's relationships to God and divine things, keeping the trust and holy fervor born of faith and a part of it. Act like men and be courageous. Grow in strength. 1 Corinthians 16, 13. Be courageous and grow in strength. Faith is things that we hope for, but we cannot see, is knowing that God has something greater for you despite your circumstances. You may can't see the bigger picture or which door you're going to exit to get out of it, but knowing that there's a door that God is going to open for you to walk through and get out of your situation. Faith is knowing that there is great purpose over your life. You could be confused, not really having clarity on what's next or which direction that you're supposed to go to, but faith is knowing that there's greater, knowing that God has a purpose and a plan for your life. Faith is knowing that if you're single and by yourself right now, faith is knowing that God is creating a partner for you, creating someone to act out this life of purpose with you, to come and join hands with you, join hearts with you, join minds and soul with you, knowing that something great is going to come from that relationship, knowing that your relationship that you're in right now may not look the way that it's supposed to look, but faith is knowing that God is a healer and you can do all things through Christ, that he can touch the person that you're with in their lives and be a blessing to their hearts and soften their hearts and renew their minds and renew their spirits. Faith is knowing that that person can be changed. Faith is knowing that you can be changed despite where you are right now. We have to be reminded of our faith. Despite what the world looks like, faith is knowing that they can change. Things can change. We're not where we were 150, 60 years ago. Yes, some people may say it's not changing or it's crazy. But if we look back at where we come from, it has changed a whole lot. And it was someone who was sitting back 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago who was able to see something through the eyes of faith, through the lens of Christ, and know that greater was coming. And now we are partakers of their faith, of what they believed in. So let us today stand in faith, knowing that God is a God that does not lie. And if he put something in our spirit, although we may not see it, let's activate our faith and stand on that. Father God, we come to you today thanking you, Lord God, for waking us up another day, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the faith that we had yesterday to write down an appointment, write down a mission, write down a plan that we were going to act out today. Thank you for reminding us today that that was faith. Only faith can allow us to make a plan for something that we're not sure is going to come to pass. Only faith is something that we can believe and know that you are the God of all gods and the King of all kings, and that you will bring them faith, those faith thoughts to act, that you will reveal those faith thoughts. You will bring them, Lord God, to fruition. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for your love, for who you are, for your word that showed us, Lord God, that your faith, Lord God, is here for us for the taking. That faith is something that's tangible for us all if we would just believe. Faith is, as your word says, the size of a mustard seed. So when we feel we fall short and we feel like we're unworthy and we just don't understand what's going on, it doesn't have to be bold. It can be the size of a mustard seed. Just a little bit. Give us a strength to have a little bit of faith, Lord God. To have a little bit of hope, Lord God. It doesn't have to be crazy, wild, outrageous faith. It just needs to be courageous faith so that we can hold on to you, hold on to your word, hold on to your promise of who you are, of your love, of your mercy, of your grace, of your favor, of your anointing, Lord God. Let us grasp that. Let us hold that. Let us stand on that, Lord God, as we go out, Lord God, and face this crazy world, Lord God, as we go out and not knowing what tomorrow holds, not knowing what the next hour or the next 5 minutes hold, Lord God. Give us the strength, Lord God, to stand on your word and have courageous faith. We love you, Lord God. We give you glory. We give you honor. It's in Jesus' name we pray and thank you for this day. Thank you for this life. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a beautiful day. God bless you. Be great. Be blessed. Be loved. And have faith, knowing that God is a God that does not lie, and he will not leave you or forsake you. He will lift you up on high. He is your shelter. He loves you, and his mercy, his grace, and his favor and love is real. I love you. Have a beautiful day. Be blessed.